Next on the agenda is item number two, PR 2024-009947, major final plat application number 2025-00003. Bohannon Houston Incorporated, Kelly Klein and Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, agents for John Sedbury, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 2B, American Square, zoned MXM. Subject property is located at 3535 Manal Boulevard Northeast between Carlisle and Manal, and the subject site contains approximately 9.8 acres in area. I believe I saw Ms. Klein earlier.
I'm here.
There you are. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. Let me swear you in if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to tell us about the proposal, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, so we're coming in for a final plat on the old American Furniture lot on the corner of Carlisle and Boulevard. We have an approved preliminary plat in which we were showing that we were dividing this lot to be into six separate lots. So this is our final plat application where we are just confirming all of the easements and all of the different lot configurations.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Klein. I'm looking at a planning comment as it relates to the proposal, indicating that vacations are needed. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I had conversations with city staff. I understand the vacations are needed. We are coming in next meeting with those vacations. We're just lagging a little bit behind in that. Sure. We have coordinated with all of the utility companies, and they are aware that we are vacating their easements and providing new easements for them to service each one of these lots.
Okay, very good. And if you're okay with it, my thought was that we would hear from many members of the public and then hear from DFT staff, just so we make sure we've covered everything, knowing that we can't make a decision today, but I wanted to use the opportunity to make sure we got gave you the opportunity for discussion or conversation about the proposal.
No, understand. And I would appreciate that as well, okay. In the hopes that when we come back with the vacations on the next meeting, we could also get the final this back on the agenda and then approved at that time as well for December 17th.
Okay, very good. Thank
you
so much. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mulhall, I know you are also an agent on this. Let me swear you in, but do you have any questions or objections to the plan moving forward?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No, I don't necessarily need to be sworn in. I don't have anything to say on this.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right, let me ask for any members of the public that are interested in item number two. If I could get my mouse to work, I'm so sorry. PR 2024-009947. Anyone interested from the public in providing comment or question on item number two? Not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public for item two. All right, let's jump to DFT staff. Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for Ryan and Kelly, maybe. I'm not sure. But so easement 36, those bump outs for meters and hydrants, are those preserving existing infrastructure or are they for proposed infrastructure? And that's something I did make a comment on, but I just wanted a confirmation on that before I do make that comment.
Sure. Hi, this is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. I can answer that question for you, David. So yes, those are proposed easements. Some of them are in reference to the fire hydrants, and some of them are in reference to a proposed location for the domestic service water meters. So I think your comment was in regards to potentially waiting on some of those easements when the lots are developed. And we do have some of these lots that we're working with the owners and have their actual locations. So we would like to at least keep those as well as the fire hydrants. But if we need to remove the kind of anticipated areas where the meters are going for the other lots. We could do that. Our main concern is when they do come in, they would be ripping up the asphalt. But we could work around that if that's going to hold up the your approval of the plat.
Yeah, so just so you're aware, we've had some discussions internally, and there's been some issues with putting these up front, and they've had to move, and because the development didn't go through, another development came in. They were in the wrong location. We had to vacate easements. They had to go back to plat. So we're going through this right now. So we're moving towards more of the idea of not granting these bump out easements, and then. If you have an idea during the work order, you can always do a paper easement during that process, either for closeout or whatever. So you can install these if you know where they're going, and work it out in a paper easement, rather than here, because sometimes they don't even end up in that location, and you have an easement just kind of, and these stuff's grant a paper easement. So the idea is to not grant these anymore, and you can work that out at the work order or during construction. So for the plat, let's just do the corridors if that's okay. If it's not an existing infrastructure right now, let's just do the main infrastructure and remove those easement number 36s for those bump outs, if that works for you all. I know this, and if it causes an issue, I won't do it for this one, but just moving forward, that's what we want.
Okay, I'll confer with my clients just to make sure. Like I said, we do have the confirmation on some of the lots of where their meters are going to go. But just to clarify, we do have the fire hydrants also in some of those easements. So we will keep those with the fire hydrants. And then we can remove the easements on the lots we don't have. Future lot buyers for, and those that we do, I'll just confirm with the clients, make sure we're okay with the paper easements, and then we can get back to you during this intermediate between now and the next hearing
Okay.
and coordinate
So,
any further issues with you.
thank you. So, Mr. Hearing Officer, I'll make a condition just stating that we'll clarify those bump out easements prior to sign off. Is that okay with you?
Yes, sir, that will work. That's pretty straightforward, so I think Ms. Klein understands and appreciates that.
Thank you.
But again, we won't be making a decision today that we would tie a condition to.
Okay. I'll save that for next time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez, for your input. Code enforcement. Let's hear from code enforcement next. Mr. Ibarra, let me swear you in, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Code enforcement comments, please.
Yes, they just went through and made a comment on development in regards to freestanding sign that is currently in place along Manoel Boulevard on lot 2B. Once a replat has occurred, the sign will fall on a single new parcel 2B1. To continue in use, advertising multiple businesses, the sign will either need to meet requirements for the joint sign premise as per IDO 512 F2B, or obtain a variance for those requirements. Otherwise, you will need to cease advertising for multiple businesses as development progresses. Otherwise, code enforcement has no further comments or objections to this proposed replat.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Ms. Klein, any questions about the sign matter just mentioned?
Yes, I do have a couple of follow-up questions. This is Kelly
Sure.
Klein with Bohannon Houston. I guess if I can infer correctly, then that would mean that if we don't meet those requirements, so our frontage along these streets are greater than the 100 feet, then each one of these lots would be allowed their own pylon and their own sign. I just wanted some clarification.
Mr. Ibarra, can you help on that?
You probably won't have to reach out to code enforcement in order for to get that answer that you're seeking,
Okay.
but currently you would have to seek a variance in order for you to meet standards. That's pretty ideal.
Okay, thank you. And we could submit the variance at a later time, or does that have to occur with this plat? We could remove the easements if necessary. It's an
Yeah,
existing it's an existing easement on it with an existing sign, so we would have to vacate that. Is
I believe you are able to submit for a variance at a later time. Yes.
okay. Thank you.
Right, Mr. Kibata, thank you so much for clarifying on that. Parks and Rec will be next. Mr. Rodenbeck, are we back to you on that?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's see here. So this is Jay Rodenbach, speaking on behalf of Parks. Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. However, they note for future development, street trees will be required along Manal and San Mateo Boulevard per the IDO and the street tree ordinance. And we did send, and Kelly, this is, you work with Mike. I'm going to actually reach out to Mike separately, but they did provide comments. They got them late last night to us. Ms. Gomez emailed everybody those comments. So you have those memos from Parks. So just keep that in mind of the street tree requirements for future development.
Thank you, Jay. This is Kelly with Planning Houston. We have a public work order in, and we have been we identified the trees that can be saved along Carlisle and Manal. And so we are trying to preserve those trees with our work order. And then to your point, once the lots come in and are their site is developed, they will be responsible at that time to continue with the landscaping requirements and meet those ordinances. So I think we're good in that comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Appreciate that. Next is hydrology. Mr. Chin, let me swear you in real quick. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of October 8th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Sorry, I have some construction and cleaning here. Sorry for the noise.
You're good. I didn't even
I
notice.
didn't.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chen. Appreciate that. Transportation will be next. Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Transportation has no objection. As a reminder, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's see, where am I? Planning, is that Mr. Boylan?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are planning's comments, please?
So planning is just we made a general comment about the vacation of easements must be applied for separately for each vacation and approved by the DHO prior to the approval of the major final plat. For each proposed vacation, outline how it is meeting the requirements listed in the above section on the memo for 66M3. So for each of those vacations, we'll just need a blurb about how it's meeting the two sections of 66M3. And then past that, I did go back and review the comments that I had made from the preliminary plat, and it looks like you had met most all of them. So I think you're looking good on that.
Thank you.
Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up.
Yeah, I have a question for Kelly and team regarding the vacations of easement. Did you depict those on the preliminary plat?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so I think that's just an oversight on our part. Really, honestly, you should have had those vacations submitted and approved with your preliminary plat or before, but we can catch them now. The reason I was asking is because if you didn't depict them, now you're depicting them, you'd have to amend. It'd be a minor amendment, probably. You have to amend your preliminary plat along with bringing in all those vacations of easement. And just please note, you know the drill, I think, on this, but each vacation of easement requires a separate application and AQ plan.
Understood. Yeah, there's going to be like five or six vacations of those easements. And like I said, we've been coordinating with the utility companies, so everyone should be aware, got their new design, so we should be able to move forward pretty easily.
Awesome. Awesome. And then just note that this meeting we're having here today with city staff qualifies as a pre-application meeting with city staff for the vacations of easement, so you're good to go and you don't need to go back to DFT next week for a sketch plat. So we're good with the pre-application meeting requirement.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Ms. Klein, any questions or comments before we wrap up at this point?
No, I appreciate everyone's time and the feedback and working with us to get this move forward and hopefully approved by the end of the year. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ms. Klein. Appreciate your testimony.
Yes, thank
So,
you.
as it pertains to item 2 on the agenda, which is PR 2024-009947, major final plat application number 2025-00003, we're going to defer this item to the December 17th DHO meeting in anticipation of associated vacation requests. Ms. Klein, thank you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
All right.